One such as myself, without experience in the matter, must take time to unearth a single datum. It was better than an hour before the information as to your whereabouts reached me. I lost further time by visiting Dr. Delmar's place of business after you had departed.
What were you doing there?
Pursuing researches of my own. I regret that this had to be done in your absence, but the exigencies of the investigation left me no choice.
Bailey said, Did you view Clarissa Cantoro or see her?
I viewed her, but from another part of her building, not from our own estate. There were records at the farm I had to see. Ordinarily, viewing would have been sufficient, but it might have been inconvenient to remain on our own estate, since three robots knew my real nature and might easily have imprisoned me once more.
Bailey felt almost well. He swung his legs out of bed and found himself in a kind of nightgown. He stared at it with distaste.
Give me my clothes.
Daniil did so. As Bailey dressed, he said,
Where's Mrs. Delmar?
Under house arrest, partner Elijah.
What?
By whose order?
By my order. She is confined to her bedroom under robotic guard, and her right to give orders other than to meet personal needs has been neutralized.
By yourself?
The robots on this estate are not aware of my identity.
Bailey finished dressing. I know the case against Gladiah, he said. She had the opportunity, more of it, in fact, than we thought at first. She did not rush to the scene at the sound of her husband's cry, she first said. She was there all along.
Does she claim to have witnessed the murder and seen the murderer?
No. She remembers nothing of the crucial moments. That happens sometimes. It turns out also that she has a motive.
What was it, partner Elijah?
One that I had suspected as a possibility from the first. I said to myself, if this were Earth, and Dr. Delmar were as he was described to be, and Gladiah Delmar as she seemed to be, I would say that she was in love with him, or had been, and that he was in love only with himself. The difficulty was to tell whether Solarians felt love or reacted to love in any earthly sense. My judgment as to their emotions and reactions wasn't to be trusted. It was why I had to see a few. Not view them, but see them.
I do not follow you, partner Elijah.
I don't know if I can explain it to you. These people have their gene possibilities carefully plotted before birth and the actual gene distribution tested after birth.
I know that.
But genes aren't everything. Environment counts too. And environment can bend into actual psychosis, where genes indicate only a potentiality for a particular psychosis. Did you notice Gladiah's interest in Earth?
I remarked upon it, partner Elijah, and considered it an assumed interest designed to influence your opinions.
Suppose it were a real interest, even a fascination. Suppose there were something about Earth's crowds that excited her. Suppose she were attracted against her will by something she had been taught to consider filthy. There was possible abnormality. I had to test it by seeing Solarians and noticing how they reacted to it, and seeing her and noticing how she reacted to it. It was why I had to get away from you, Daniil, at any cost. It was why I had to abandon viewing as a method for carrying on the investigation.
You did not explain this, partner Elijah.
Would the explanation have helped against what you conceived your duty under First Law to be?
Daniil was silent.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.